Hello, this is Genoa.
This is Yusuf.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment. The quarantine episodes. What's going on, everyone? We're almost done with July. I hope everyone is still staying safe and, you know, keeping social distancing and riding this storm called a pandemic.
Yep, and since we're basically 4 or 5 months into no new movies really coming out, we are probably doing our last new movie for a while, and we are looking at a movie which is an adaptation of a TV show that was on in the, I think, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at Fantasy Island, which came out February 14th, 2020.
Man, what an interesting Valentine's Day film indeed.
Well, you know, for those couples out there that aren't into the rom-com, this is a good couples movie.
Okay. I go with that.
You know.
All right. So what is this movie about?
Well, it is loosely based on the TV show, and it is about an owner-operator of a luxurious island that invites a collection of guests to live out their most elaborate fantasies in relative seclusion, where chaos quickly descends.
Yes.
And so it is very similar to the TV show in that, yes, you're invited to an island. Your fantasy will be executed, but there's no control on how it will end. And so in the TV show, which came on after Love Boat on Saturday nights.
Yeah, the Aaron Spelling block,
yes,
if you will.
Yep. On the TV show, it was usually a morality lesson. And so the characters learn something, sort of Aesop's fables type of bullshit. But the movie wasn't necessarily like that.
No.
The movie is all about revenge because, you know, we're a horror movie and that's where fun comes in.
Yes. This is definitely a darker spin on Fantasy Island. So we have
there's some dark shit on Fantasy Island, the TV show.
Yeah, it was, but you know, but within the framing of, you know,
on TV.
But you know, it wasn't that. Oh yeah, it was some dark stuff. Yes, there were like some fantasies that they were like, oh wow, like maybe you shouldn't do that, dude. And then, you know, and then he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Rourke. And then Mr. Rourke, I hope you learned your lesson. So now, Ricardo Montalban, Khan, who was Mr. Rourke in the old show, Fantasy Island, may he rest in peace, Mr. Ricardo Montalban. And I forget the short fellow who was tattooing the original. So
there's a documentary about him because he led a crazy life on his own.
Yeah.
What his name in the TV show was Tattoo.
Yeah.
I'll find his.
Yeah. So his well, name. In the movie version, Michael Pena plays Mr. Rourke.
His name was Hervey Ville Chase.
Okay.
That would be a chase.
Sweet. Nice. Yeah. So he was known, you know, every time the old show starts, you know, we'll see kind of a plane flying over the island. The tattoo, I always say, that plane. And that's to let you know, like, hey, the guests have arrived and let's get ready. And, you know, showtime, you know, and then, you know, the guests come. And then actually that's where the episodes start kicking in. And this movie pretty much follows the same intro, more or less. We have these strangers and land on this island, and then Mr. Wart welcomes everyone, you know, and gives them kind of the ground rules, like General said, about, you know, the fantasies, and, you know, if you want the fantasy, you have to, it have to play out. You can't control it once it's like going.
Yep. You can't change it. And it is there to solve your deepest desire, basically.
Exactly. And so we have, you know, a handful of guests. Maggie.
She's hot. I'm sorry. I mean, whether you're straight, lesbian, man, female, she's hot. In the whole TV show Nikita, where she was always kicking ass, it's like, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I should go back and watch that. That needs to be one of my TV shows during the day when I'm getting shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, you should toggle between like that, Dark Angel, and Alias. That would be kind of like a trifecta.
I mean, I have rewatched the first two seasons of Alias already, so nice. I've got that covered. Don't worry.
Sweet. Yeah, Maggie, and I think we talked about this before with Maggie Q. Like, I'm kind of bummed that the Mission Impossible franchise didn't carry her over from the third one. Yeah. I was like, she should stay on the team. We need more
Maggie Q. Yeah. I feel like she's very underutilized in movies as a badass.
Totally. Totally. Well, except for Balls of Fury. I mean, she was pretty bad. Did you ever see that?
Balls of Fury? I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, it's a comedy, of course. It's about like ping pong, you know. And Christopher Walken is like this leader of this island that have this underground ping pong tournament. It's pretty funny, actually. So fantasy. So we have her. We have a couple of friends, and kind of the bros that, you know, they kind of want to live out their kind of party life or whatever.
Right. Played by Jimmy O. Yang as Brax and Ryan Hansen as JD. Mm-hmm. Which it's funny because I watched another movie right after this. I forget what it was. It was about girl bosses or something in the makeup business.
Is it Like a Boss?
Maybe.
Is that the one with Haddish and
Yes.
Like a Boss, right? Like a Boss.
Where the two of them. So in this movie, there are brothers, but in that movie, they were business partners. Wait a minute. Do they just go around playing partners from movie to movie?
Yeah, I think they probably were shooting those two films simultaneously. Like, yeah, let's. Okay, cool. Oh, are we on the set with Haddish and them? Okay, then we go to the island. All right, sweet. So you had them, and then you had the Patrick character. I think he was the soldier, or right? He was the
cop.
Cop, right.
Yep. Played by Austin Stowell.
Right, and then you have, Sloane, right? With Sloane King?
Yeah, you have Lucy Hale played by,
Melanie Lucy, right, yeah.
Played by Lucy Hale.
But Sloane was Lucy's fantasy, right? Of, yes. Like, you know, getting back at the bully type, you know, fantasy.
Right, yes.
So Sloane played by Portia Doubleday. If any of my Mr. Robot people know who she is.
Who is she?
She's Mr. Robot's like childhood friend that he kind of had like feelings for.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant freaking show. Anyway. So that's her. She's Mr. Robot fame. So you have her. You have like the crazy of the island, Damon, played by Yondu, aka Michael Rooker. It's always a joy seeing him. Because you think like he's like the crazy like murderer or something, but like he's secret, but he knows the secrets of the island. And he's trying to like save people, you know.
Right. There's always in horror movies, there's always that one crazy guy that you meet at somewhere in the movie where people are like, he's crazy. Don't listen to him. So like Cabin in the Woods, it would be the gas station attendant where, oh, don't go up there. Bad things happen up there. Or yeah.
Yeah. Or what was it? The old man that people were scared of in the neighborhood in Home Alone, that ended up like saving, you know, Kevin at the end.
So. I don't remember. I don't think I've seen that since I was in high school.
Yeah. Well, take my word for it. I mean, you don't need to see it again. So now we having all these fantasies kind of, you know, playing out. I think Maggie Q wanted to get back with her ex or dead husband, or I forget how her thing
was. An ex. Yeah. So oh, yeah. 5 years before this happened, before Fantasy Island happened, she was proposed to and turned down the proposal because she didn't feel that she was worth being loved. And so she wanted to relive that moment. And the thing about Fantasy Island is that everything feels or looks extremely real. So Melanie, she was bullied in high school. And she just wanted to get revenge on Sloan, that her high school bully was basically mean girl situation. Brax and JD, the two brothers, wanted to be the life of the party, some sort of like have it all type situation. And then Patrick, he wanted to be a soldier, and when he was growing up, his mom wouldn't let him, so he went and became a cop, and this was his way of becoming like his dad, was by being a soldier.
Mm-hmm. Now, so, of course, with all these stories, like, you have to come to a specific apex, right? So, throughout everyone's fantasies, they start to almost run into each other in the fatal violent way. So I think so Gwen, Maggie Q character, was she the one that was having flashes of like the burning apartment building?
So first Maggie Q, she had her first fantasy. So she was the only character that got two different fantasies. And the reason why was that Julia, who's Mr. O'Rourke's like wife assistant type character. Mm-hmm. So Maggie Q goes through her fantasy of having the man propose to her, have her child, and then she realizes that this is not what has been missing in my life. What's been missing in my life is that there was a fire in my building, and I didn't do anything about it to save a person in the building. And so she goes to Mr. O'Rourke, and he says, you had your fantasy. I can't change anything. She goes to Julia, and Julia says, well, technically you didn't have your fantasy, because if your deepest desire was to save the dude and you didn't save the dude, then shouldn't you still get your fantasy? Mm-hmm. And so Maggie Q gets to redo her fantasy. And while she's in this building running around trying to save a dude that's burning to death, she runs into Patrick, right, who's the cop that says, we can't save the guy, we have to wait for the cops. Mm-hmm. Brax and JD, who are in the building but leaving it without checking anything. And we don't find out how Melanie is involved in this until later on in the movie.
All right. Yeah, and this was like stuff started hitting the fan, and like everyone kind of, the group kind of comes together and like, oh, what's going on? And like, they kill us, they're trying to kill us and all that stuff. So they get away from gun-crazed mercenaries on the island. And Patrick, you know, with his skills, you know, helps everyone kind of get away from the crazy gun crazed mercenaries. And they end up in like this cave. And where?
Right. So the fantasy of the island's controlled by this like special crystal that's in a cave, where it like cries black water, and the black water, when it's given to you to drink, is how you're then live your fantasy, basically. And so they think that they can actually save everyone from the fantasy, like this dark, twisted fantasy where everyone's dying, if they go destroy the crystal and get rid of the water.
Right. And yeah. And the revelation of all this is Lucy. Melanie.
And this is all her fantasy to get revenge on everyone that has done her wrong. And it turns out she's just psycho.
Exactly.
She had one date with this guy that burned down in the building and blames everyone in his life for not saving him because she thinks her life would have been so much better after a single date with some random dude.
Yep. So, yeah, Melody is responsible for their misery because that was her fantasy, to inflict misery on everyone else. I know a lot of people. and so, you know, all that's done, but Mr. Rourke is kind of like the servant of the island because his wife is like trapped or something like that.
So his wife died, and then he discovered the island, and in order to continue to live with his wife, he must be the servant of the island, bring people there to experience the fantasies in order for him to continue to be with his wife. And Maggie Q calls him out on this. And during all this process, Sloane, who is Melanie's like high school nemesis, she's like, well, you brought me to this island and I haven't had my fantasy. Mm-hmm. And so she says, my fantasy is in order for Melanie to get the man that she wants. And that one request sets all of them free.
See, clever wishes or fantasies. Yeah. And so,
JD's shot and all the melee people being killed and right. Zombies coming back.
Right. So JD's
Brax's wish is that JD is able to. So Brax is gay, and his parents have disowned him because of that. And he knows that his parents would be very sad if he went back and JD didn't. So he makes a deal with the island that he will send JD back alive, but Brax has to stay on the island. And Brax then becomes the new tattoo.
Yes. And Fantasy Island is going to be a happy Fantasy Island now. Yay. What are your thoughts?
Okay, the rating scale is ass on the sofa. It's worth watching. Putting your shoes on, you're not quite sure, or leaving the house and not wearing a mask. You'd rather die than watch this. I guess for me, it's sort of ass on the sofa. It's not horrible. Although, out of 10 stars on IMDb, it only has 4.9, so apparently a lot of people hated it. I guess I had really low expectations going in, so I wasn't extremely disappointed.
Yeah. I give it a shoes, put shoes on. Only on the grounds of the story in the island and the parameters of said like fantasies did not make sense to me. Now,
but it follows what happened in the TV show exactly.
She did it though. Okay, so with Sloane, right? Okay, Sloane, how did Sloane get there? They got, did she? Oh, she got kidnapped, right? They took her. She got
kidnapped. That's how the movie opens.
Okay, so on top of the island doing supernatural stuff, they tasked people to go and kidnap people and bring them to the island on top of that?
Okay, well, that doesn't follow the TV show. But
thank you. That's
sort of someone's being really mean and vicious.
Yes. So, I don't know. Between that and the Brax wish of JD coming back so the island can resurrect also?
Well, yeah, we know that from the beginning because Julia has been resurrected the entire time.
I mean, but I thought that was only within the parameters of the island. I didn't know, like, you could actually break and send them back into the real world. Like, oh, you're alive again. Like,
Good point. Yeah. I just assumed that JD never actually died and they were fucking with Brax, making him give up his life to be stuck, because that's the type of shit that would happen on Fantasy Island.
Possibly. Yeah. See, stuff like that. I was just asking a lot of internal questions about the rules of this whole thing. And I was like, y'all could have simplified this a little bit. I don't know. It was some cool things in there, you know.
Okay, one, it's a horror movie. You're not supposed to ask questions during horror movies. You're just supposed to go with it.
Yeah, see, but when you're complicating the simplicity of the genre, then I start to, you know, tune out a little bit. Just like, oh, Mike Myers, he's just trying to kill Laurie. There's nothing complicated about that. the writing could have been a little more streamlined as far as, you know, what the hell was going on with that island. It was entertaining. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, don't watch it. I mean, if you have an hour and, 40 some minutes to kill, I mean, watch it, you know. If not, watch, you know, Terminator.
I would put it into the same boat as Catch Me If You Can or Escape Room. Not as good as those, but right, okay. You know, it's nice, mindless entertainment.
Oh, definitely watch Escape. I will watch Escape Room twice on Sunday before I watch this one. This is what I love about Escape Room. Escape Room was clever with the premise. Like, it wasn't trying to do crazy stuff. It was a little clever and visually, you know, it had some visual cool stuff with the rooms. I like Escape Room. Fantasy Island, it was good. It was entertaining. It wasn't bad. It's not a you go outside.
Escape Room, I think, has 7 stars on IMDb, and this has 4. So
there you go. I agree. Now, I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, if you're curious about it, check it out. If not, go watch Escape Room. Anyway, so there you have it, guys. Fantasy Island, and find the old show for Ricardo Rant, Montalban, and Tattoo.
Yeah. I'll probably go watch Nikita before I watch Fantasy Island.
Yes, of course. Have to. Cool. Well, all right, guys. So until Thursday, wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wash your hands and please wear a fucking mask.
Yes. Peace. Thank you.